All right, I'm here with Bob Baffert, and he's got mastery in the San Felipe. Bob, how's the big horse training?
He's training really well, and so we're, really excited about it. We're starting to get a little nervous, when the closer it gets to it. So hopefully that, everything goes right and gets a good trip. And so this is the time of year that you want things to go right. We've seen what's happened, what's transpired in the last couple weeks here with all the big guns, fluttering a little bit. So you don't want to be part of that.
No, you got to avoid that like the plague. And you're so good at keeping horses happy, and the way you train them now with the longer works, it's got to give you some confidence going into a race like this off a layoff that your horse is super fit.
Well, he's fit enough, and he's he's a light horse, so he can handle a lot. He's got a beautiful way of moving, and plus he has a lot of speed if you need it. So he's got tactical speed. He's been relaxing off of horses, but it seems like he's drawn inside all the heavy speed horses. So it's going to be interesting to see what, Mike Smith, it's going to be a jockey's race, especially when you have a short field like that. Went in the turn, first turn. So, the break's going to be so important, like it always is, but it's going to be interesting to see how we're going to learn a lot about the horse this week.
Well, the cool thing about him is he's run three different kinds of races. His first race was kind of really good throughout, and then the second race he kind of, had a big finish, and his last race he just ran away from the field and overpowered him. So it seems like he's got a lot of different gears.
Well, I think the race, his last race at Los Alamitos was very it was like he turned for home at the top of the stretch, and he went to idling a little bit. I really kept me worried there for a little bit. And then Mike said he as soon as he got into him a couple times, then he just took off. And, then he finished really well. So it was, that's the only time I felt like, wow, what's going on here? You're supposed to be, overpower this field. And he hit a little lower, but then I think he just figured it out. But he's come back, and he's worked really well, and so but it's going to be a tough race. There's some fast horses in there, so this is one of the toughest preps this year.
Yeah, there's really three horses that have similar speed and running style, so it is going to be a challenge. But he's got a lot of talent, and a lot of people have been on his bandwagon for a long, long time.
He's got a great name. And got a Hall of Fame jockey, so hopefully he's undefeated. So, but that Gormley, he looks pretty tough in there. He's going to be tough.
Yeah, he's.
I've been watching him train, and he looks great.
Does he? He's a pretty salty horse. That 111 drill on February 27th was super impressive. But your horse has a lot of good workouts too, and looking forward to watching him run. You've got another Derby horse, American Anthem. I noticed you worked him out of the gate on March the 4th. I wondered if you slapped one of my old saddle towels on him.
No, I don't know what would happen to those. They sort of disappeared. It's like everybody wants one. You can't find, they're worth a lot of money. But I wanted to sharpen up. He's a heavier horse, and I just wanted to sharpen him up a little bit because he's going to have to. He hadn't run in a while, but he's a horse that's got a lot of. He's got so much heart and so much try in him. Mike really likes him, and he tries hard, and so he's pretty gutted. He gutted out. He could have easily got beat the other. When he was. Beat badly the other day, but he just hung in there. He was trying to win when he ran against Gormley, so I think that's been like the most impressive prep that I've seen this year. Other than that, the one last week was pretty impressive. That horse winning the Fountain of Youth looked pretty good.
Yeah, he's a pretty sharp horse, Gunavera, so just another one on the trail. As you mentioned, we've had some defections, some horses not run up to snuff, and we'll have to see what happens down the line. Before I let you go, everybody would like an Arrogate update, the greatest horse in the world. You seem to have a knack with those.
Well, I think I'm pretty fortunate, you know, and come up with these horses. And so it's been, you know, American Pharoah, then him, and hopefully one of these three-year-olds will step it up. So, you know, it's one of these, just enjoy them. You know, I'm always just looking forward to the next week. So that's the way I never look back. But it's pretty exciting to have a horse like him, and he looks great. Headed to Dubai this next week. So I got a pretty busy schedule. We got Mastery tomorrow. We got American Anthem next week and the Rebel. Dubai the next week. So hopefully, with some racing luck, we could have a huge 3 weeks.
Are you making the trip to Dubai?
Oh, I'm going.
Oh,
I'll
cool.
be there.
Good.
I'm ready. I got my doctor. He's on red alert. He's going to meet me at the hospital. I mean, at the airport with the paddles. I'm ready.
Well, let's hope you don't have to resort to that. You can have a little bit more
yeah,
fun
exactly.
this year.
I've been watching my weight. I'm ready. I've been training for this trip, so I'm ready.
Oh, that's good. That's if you run as good as the Baffert horses run, you'll be in good shape. So, well, my son's going over there for Express Bet Television. So if you bump into him, say hello. And we thank you for your time. I know you got your eggs on the way. So I hope they're not too rubbery.
We're going to go get some. We're going to get a free bet. They got to be hard as a rock right now.
Send them back. All right. Thanks,
All right,
Bob.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Nice talking to you. All right.